voice of the Carolinas.
Lee, I can't believe this.
Okay.
I can't believe it's not getting more attention. We know sanctuary cities protect murderers, rapists, people wanted, no joke, in Guatemala for three murders who are on the run. Hey, great guy, though. Well, no, we're just going to ignore that ICE detainer, let you out on the street. ICE could pick you up so you can't hurt anyone, but we're going to let you go. You killed two or three, that's okay. We're fine with that. We're Democrats. So, you know how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the outrage of that and the bloodshed, the death toll from it. But they've added a new crime they want to protect, Lee.
All right.
Yeah, it's exciting. A crime that up until this week, they wouldn't even admit existed. They want to protect illegal immigrant felony voters.
Okay.
This is new.
Yeah.
This is new. No less outrageous, but new. Wait. Didn't they say that's the thing that never happens?
Exactly, because that all this is a conspiracy theory that, there's no illegal voting going on. It just doesn't happen. No, there's no evidence to support it. That's a debunked theory, conspiracy theory. Yeah, all right, right.
It's after Trump's speech a few weeks ago. He said, there's 278,000 illegal immigrants on the voter rolls of just four states.
Yeah.
No states. One of them was New Jersey. Went, till Trump bought the receipts and they were forced to admit, all right, there might be 6,600 illegal immigrant voters on the rolls in our state, but nobody voted. Oh, no. Look, a record 400 illegals voted. Now, Trump and Musk both say it's 35,000, mm-hmm. not 6,600. And it's going to be 35,000. We're just not there yet. Okay. So naturally, when federal laws are broken because it's kind of a felony mm-hmm. to vote in a federal election. If you're an illegal immigrant, you shouldn't even be here. Guess what? They launch, I know this is a radical idea to you Democrats, a criminal investigation. Well, the Department of Justice did that. New Jersey, they should do that. Again, every one of those 400 votes is a felony. Well, they gave the state of New Jersey 5 days to go ahead and comply with a criminal investigation into the voting, turn over the names, then, the country of origin, the addresses, all of this stuff for those voters, for the 400 voters. In other words, turn over your internal voter rolls.
Mm-hmm.
The governor of New Jersey says no. She has to protect, get this, New Jersey citizens.
Non-citizens who are registered to vote and the approximately 400 that did vote, to what extent will your administration comply with the Trump administration's request in that regard?
As I have said, I am not in the habit of turning over private identifying administration information of the citizens of New Jersey. This federal government is weaponizing the government against individuals that disagree with them. I am working to protect people and their private data here in New Jersey.
Okay, Lisa, if you and I, say, defraud a credit card company, we just call that our private data, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. And we won't let anybody look at it. No.
You can't
investigate evidence of a crime.
No. That's private data.
Yeah.
Do you like how much she spends there? But I know they might felony level illegal immigrant voting. No. They're just people who disagree with Trump. So now in New Jersey, get this, felony level illegal immigrant voting,
which doesn't happen,
but then also does.
Does, yeah.
Right. Felony level illegal immigrant voting is just people disagreeing with Trump.
Okay.
Whose data needs to be protected from the what? Criminal investigation? Okay, again, we're seeing this all week. This is just crazy town. If I voted twice in election, you voted twice mm-hmm. in election, man, you were just for this candidate, you voted twice,
right.
And you got caught, what would you expect?
Oh, I would be prosecuted.
Right. Yes.
For voter fraud.
Yeah. Yes, because it's illegal.
Yes.
Why do they get a pass? Because they're illegal. So what you saw this week is Democrats trying to establish a new standard. Well, if an illegal immigrant votes, that's just a citizen of fill in the state here disagreeing with Donald Trump and Trump being a dictator because he wants their private information.
But yet you want to know about every gun I have in my house.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course you do. Of course they do. Okay. And we're seeing this all of it. I mean, this double standard is mind-boggling. For instance, New York Times this week did an article. They are butthurt and completely outraged. Listen to this. You know what ICE agents are doing? They are going to airports. Good for them. And apparently, up until now, these illegal immigrants have been flying on expired visas, because that's what you are when you overstay your visa. You're an illegal immigrant.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's just like if your driver's license expired and you were driving a car. Guess what?
I was going to get to that in a sec.
Sorry.
I was going to get to this. I looked it up. Guess what happens if you book an all-important business trip or you want to go to your family reunion? You've got to fly for some reason and it's important. And you go to the airport, Greenville Airport, and your driver's license, if you're using that as your ID, is expired. Do you get to get on the plane?
No, you don't.
But up until the last few weeks, I didn't know this till the New York Times told me, people were still flying on expired visas if they were not American. But if you're an American, no can do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So ICE, I guess, got wind of this, whatever. So they've been just sitting in airports waiting for the people with the expired visas to come through, arresting them and deporting them. Yeah. New York Times is outraged. So it's not fair. Some of them are married to Americans, and that's just not fair. And, of course, you know what they always do. They always find that one case of that one person married to an American,
but
and it's terrible.
Even if they are, it's just like still.
You know what? A lot of people in this audience have foreign spouses. I hear from them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they went through because they love this person. And, man, you really got to love somebody to go through this with them. Like 20 years of applications and incredible expense. And and they're every time. Those are people who get the maddest about this. Those are people with the spouses who are foreign and did it the right way because it's so hard. So I'm sorry. No, I just didn't feel like doing it. I didn't want to pay the money is not a thing. So I didn't know that. I had no idea that you cannot go through as an American with something expired, but if you're a foreigner, okay, oh well. Well, anyway, New York Times is outraged by this. They are trying to establish, if you're an illegal immigrant, you can, you know, do whatever on an expired license. If you don't want to have, say, participation in a traffic stop, go ahead and ram the ICE agent, and they should just let you drive away. And, oh, by the way, you can vote, too, if you would like, because that's just disagreeing with Trump. I mean, you know, technically it's a felony under federal law, but hey, they're illegal immigrants. This is where we are, folks. But the fact that I'm even talking to you about this, instead of it just continuing to go on, is progress. We have now forced New Jersey to defend illegal immigrant voting, which is not going to end well for them. Well, anyway, I just can't believe we have a sitting governor. I mean, this isn't even sanctuary city. This is, yes, they violated federal law by voting in a federal election. We're not turning their names over. Will you be letting them vote in the next federal election, or just checking?
Yeah. And I just still, I don't understand how you can sit there and claim that some type of voting record is private information. Actually, you're participating in a public activity, which is voting. Yes, the how you vote is protected. We do have secret ballot, but the fact that you voted is still public record.
Meanwhile, down in Florida, did you see what just happened down there? Florida caught a illegal immigrant from Canada. He's been here for like 2 decades. He has voted illegally 7 times. And he's going to prison, which is good news, right?
Yep.
10 years he's facing. Good. I hope he does every day of it. So here's the thing. Do you know how they finally got him? The Attorney General of Florida, this is a big story yesterday, the Attorney General of Florida used the SAVE database that DOJ built for Trump. So that database, we now have an instantaneous way to run voter rolls against it, find all the ghost, dead, fake, illegal immigrant voters. We could find them right away. It takes no time at all.
Because we want to have faith in our elections, don't we, Tara?
Yes. And I just want to say to these Democrats, because I've played you all the audio, Nancy Pelosi's running around saying Trump's going to steal the election. Well, to my Democrat friends, I want to help. I don't want Trump to steal the election either. You got a point there. So what we need is voter ID to keep Trump from stealing the election. I agree with you. It's odd that the people on a loop now who are telling us Trump's going to steal the 2026 and 2028 election are also the people who do not want voter ID. Is that weird or what?
Yeah, but that goes to my theory that whatever they accuse you of is exactly what they are doing.
Yeah. So I'm on board for that, just my liberal troll. So I am down with whatever it takes to secure our election from Trump stealing it. Absolutely. I think we should go full voter ID, check the rolls, pull out the stops. Anyway, so down in Florida, okay, listen to this. This is crazy. The attorney general of Florida says, thank God we caught this illegal immigrant who voted seven times. We're prosecuting him. We used the SAVE database to do it. And after we used the SAVE database created by Trump and Doge to detect this guy, this order came down from a Biden-appointed judge saying we're not allowed to look at it anymore. Why? Because you might catch the illegal immigrant voters. I mean, Lee, this is getting so obvious. Yeah. Like, could they make it any more obvious? Here's the Attorney General of Florida.
He now faces two third-degree felonies.
Good.
And up to 10 years
Fantastic.
In prison. Building this case was possible because of the SAVE database, which allows states to look up citizenship data and ensure only Americans vote in our elections. Last year, Florida signed a landmark agreement with the Department of Homeland Security that requires free access to the SAVE database with improved search capabilities. That agreement is judicially enforceable for 20 years. Future administrations cannot walk away from it.
Good.
Yet Biden-appointed Judge Sparkle Spookanan overstepped her authority and blocked access to the SAVE database. Her activist ruling makes it harder to verify citizenship and slows our ability to hold aliens accountable for stealing votes in Florida elections. But no, we will not back down.
So as soon as Florida successfully uses it, this was with the Attorney General of Florida saying, Lee, Democrat judge is like, no, stop. Stop it. Okay. Look, I just don't understand. I mean, if these people just, like I said, they want to stop Trump from stealing this election. I mean, I would think they'd want to use the SAVE database, but they don't.
You'd be applying logic and that just doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.